This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Joining us now to talk about today's jobs report for the Weekly Wrap are Heidi Moore of The Guardian and John Carney from CNBC. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Well, we'll dive into the details of the report in a minute. First of all, what do you guys think of that advice in Mitchell's story? You know, need a job, go into IT, or move to North or South Dakota? I'm simplifying, but Heidi, what do you think?
I think it needs a sound effect, not a comment, and that sound effect would be a sad trombone. Wah, wah.
John? John?
Look, I mean, I do think that right here in New York, I see it all the time. People are desperately hiring anybody who can code an iPhone app, for instance.
Right.
You know, will have as many job offers as they can possibly stand. So it's good advice.
Let's get into the details of today's report. The jobless rate fell to 7.7% last month. Heidi, put that in perspective for us. Is that cause for celebration?
It's, well, not exactly. It is down from last month's 7.9%, but really the reason it's lower is because there are fewer people in the workforce. The jobless rate measures who's in the workforce. It just means people are dropping out, and that's ultimately the problem. We still have 12 million people who are unemployed, and if we keep looking at those top-line percentage numbers, we're not really acknowledging what they're going through.
Yeah. John, 146,000 jobs created, though, right?
Right. And we've been creating jobs for quite some time now. I think we're in the 33rd month since we started rebuilding jobs, and we're doing very well at it. Not as well as we need to be doing, and it's going to take a long time before we get to anywhere like a normal employment rate. But, you know, it's a sign of a healthy economy that we're still, you know, that we are creating these jobs despite Hurricane Sandy, despite all the trouble that we see coming out of Washington. I think it is cause for celebration.
Yeah. John, were you surprised by that? Hurricane Sandy did not apparently hurt the jobless rate. How can that be? You guys live in New York. Does that ring true to you, John?
I wonder whether some of it is people not filing for unemployment because they're rebuilding their houses. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that filters forward. There may even be a sort of delayed effect because people had other things to worry about than getting unemployment insurance.
Yeah. Heidi, what about you? Does that ring true, the Sandy angle?
It doesn't at all. I mean, we saw in the ADP, the private payrolls report earlier this week, that Sandy was in effect. And also, even in this report, you can see things like people reporting that they're working part-time because of bad weather, or they didn't go to work because of bad weather.
Right.
And that can be code for Sandy. And we also saw construction jobs drop. And after a hurricane, you'd expect to see them increase. So there's something about the Sandy didn't matter issue that I think doesn't quite ring true.
Yeah. And we'll get revised numbers later on that could change that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's go to a corporate story real quick. There's a story out today that Delta Airlines got its hand slapped by the California Attorney General for not posting a privacy policy on its mobile app. And my very cynical question is, does anybody ever read these things anyway? Heidi, do you read them?
I don't read them, but I firmly believe that the tech industry needs to get its act together. If banks didn't disclose as much as tech companies don't disclose, they'd all be in court every day. Well, strike that. They are all in court every day already. But really, this is a consumer issue. And just because, you know, it's on some sort of tech device doesn't mean that they shouldn't tell consumers what their rights are. I think the court was right.
John, do you read them? And what do you think the importance is?
I never read them. I just check the little box. I think it's a very, very silly policy to have. But I think Heidi made a very, very good point here, which is the tech community does, in a lot of ways, believe it is above the law. They don't believe that rules about insider trading apply to them in a lot of cases. They don't believe that, you know, all of these rules about, you know, the privacy disclosures. They
right.
think, oh, well, you know, that's for those old line companies. It's not for us. I think they're going to have to grow up a little and realize that the rules that apply to everybody else still apply to them.
Right. Okay, we've got to end it there. Heidi Moore at The Guardian, John Carney at CNBC. Thanks a lot, guys, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.